John chapter 5. After these things, it was the Jews' festival, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is a pool in Jerusalem at the Sheep Gate, which is called in Hebraic Bethesda, and it has 5 colonnades. In these a very large number of people who were ill were lying down, the blind, the lame, the wizened, awaiting the movement of the water, for an angel would come down into the pool at a certain time and disturb the water. Then the first to go in after the disturbance of the water would be cured of whatever disease he was suffering from. There was a certain man there who had been in an infirm condition for 38 years. When Jesus saw him lying down, knowing that he had been like that for a long time now, he said to him, "Do you want to be cured?" The infirm man replied to him, "Sir, I do not have anyone to put me in the pool when the water is disturbed. By the time I go, someone else goes down in before me." Jesus said to him, "Get up, pick up your stretcher, and walk." And immediately the man was cured, and he picked up his stretcher and walked. However, it was the Sabbath on that day. So the Jews said to him who had been healed, "It is the Sabbath. It is not permitted for you to pick up the stretcher." He replied to them, "He who restored my health, he said to me, 'Pick up your stretcher and walk.'" So they asked him, "Who is the man who said to you, 'Pick up your stretcher and walk'?" But he who had been cured did not know who it was, for Jesus had moved aside, as there was a crowd in the place. After these things, Jesus found him in the temple and said to him, "Look, you have been cured. Don't sin any more, in case something worse happens to you." The man departed and told the Jews that it was Jesus who had restored his health. And for this reason, the Jews kept persecuting Jesus and looking for an opportunity to kill him, because he did these things on the Sabbath. But Jesus answered them, "My Father has been working up to now, and I have been working as well." Then, on account of this, the Jews looked all the more for an opportunity to kill him, because not only would he break the Sabbath, but he would also say that God was his own Father, making himself equal to God. So Jesus answered and said to them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, the Son can do nothing on his own initiative, only if he sees the Father doing something. For whatever he does, so the Son does, in the same manner. For the Father loves the Son and shows him everything that he himself does. And he will show him works greater than these, so that you may be amazed. For as the Father raises up the dead and makes them alive, so the Son, for his part, makes alive those whom he wishes to, because the Father does not even judge anyone, but has given all judgment to the Son, in order that everyone should honour the Son as they honour the Father. He who does not honour the Son does not honour the Father who sent him. Truly, truly, I say to you, that he who hears my word and believes in him who sent me has age-abiding life, and will not come into judgment, but has passed from death to life. Truly, truly, I say to you, that the hour is coming, and is now, when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear it will live. For as the Father has life in himself, so he has granted that the Son may also have life in himself. And he has given him authority also to execute judgment, because he is the Son of Man. Do not be amazed at this, for the hour is coming when all those in tombs will hear his voice, and those who have done good things will go out into the resurrection of life, but those who have done base things to the resurrection of judgment. I cannot do anything on my own initiative. As I hear, I judge, and my judgment is righteous, for I do not seek my will, but the will of the Father who sent me. If I testify concerning myself, my testimony is not true. There is another who testifies concerning me, and I know that the testimony which he testifies concerning me is true. You have sent inquirers to John, and he has testified to the truth. Now I do not accept testimony from men, but I say these things so that you may be saved. He was the lamp burning and shining, and you were pleased to rejoice in his light for a while. But I have a testimony greater than that of John. For the works which the Father gave me to complete, those very works which I do, witness concerning me, that the Father has sent me. And the Father who sent me has himself testified concerning me. You have never heard his voice, nor seen his appearance. And you did not have his word remaining in you, for you don't believe in him whom he sent. You examine the scriptures, because you think you have age-abiding life in them. Now they are what testify concerning me. Yet you are not willing to come to me to have life. I do not accept glory from men. But I know you. I know that you do not have the love of God in yourselves. I have come in the name of my Father, and you do not receive me. If another comes in his own name, you will receive him. How can you believe, receiving glory from one another, while you do not seek the glory which is from the only God? Do not think that I will accuse you to the Father. Moses is the one who is accusing you, in whom you have put your hope. For if you believed Moses, you would believe me, for he wrote about me. But if you do not believe his writings, how can you believe my words?